This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why public health experts are losing the trust war. When we're just trying stuff is the worst thing you can say. What happened? Public health experts, frustrated by the spread of health misinformation, have started turning to unconventional sources and strategies for communication help. The effort represents a scramble to find new ways to reach audiences that have grown deeply sceptical of official guidance. The director of a major university pandemic centre openly admitted her team is essentially experimenting without a clear playbook. The communication angle. Can you win a trust war by admitting you have no strategy? No. You cannot. And that is exactly what Jennifer Nuzzo did when she told a reporter, "We're just trying stuff and seeing if it sticks." I understand the impulse toward transparency. It feels human. It feels honest. But there is a hard line between admitting uncertainty and broadcasting incompetence. And that quote crosses it at full speed. Here is the problem. Conspiracy theories do not win because they are more accurate. They win because they are more confident. They have a clear villain, a clear answer, and a clear call to action. Public health communicators keep bringing a philosophy seminar to a street fight. Nuzzo's quote is the perfect example. It signals to every skeptic in the audience that even the experts do not know what they are doing. You have just handed your opponents their best recruitment line. The deeper failure is structural. These advocates are reacting instead of leading. When you are trying stuff, you are playing defense. Effective communicators do not experiment in public. They build a message architecture first, one core claim, three supporting facts, one concrete ask. Then they test quietly, refine, and deploy with confidence. The audience never sees the lab. They only see the finished product. What should Nuzzo have said? Something like, "We are actively researching new communication approaches and we are finding real traction." Same truth, completely different signal. That version says we are serious. We are learning, and we are moving forward. Her actual quote says, "We are lost." Word choice is not cosmetic. It is the whole game. The turn toward unconventional help is actually smart strategy. Reaching people where they already are, through trusted messengers outside the traditional public health world, is exactly right. The problem is not the strategy. The problem is narrating the strategy in a way that undermines it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on message control under pressure gives you a framework for speaking honestly about uncertainty without sacrificing credibility. There is a specific technique I call the forward frame, where you redirect any admission of imperfection into a statement of purposeful action. Nuzzo needed that tool badly. Most people in high visibility roles do. The takeaway. Before your next media interview or high stakes conversation, run every quote you plan to say through this filter. Does this make me sound like I am in motion or like I am in chaos? Motion is fine. Chaos is fatal. Write any sentence that sounds like an apology for not having answers and replace it with a sentence that describes what you are actively doing to find them. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.